Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is September 8th, 1941, and the title is Two Men for One Crime. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Western United States, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order. Whenever men gathered around the frontier campfires, stories were told of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, and these stories have come down to us through the generations. No greater champion of justice can be found in the pages of history. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver!
We're heading down the trail. Tonto's waiting for us. Oh, Silver! Away! The Lone Ranger and Tonto were galloping along a high bluff overlooking the Chisholm Trail. Far below them, through the clear air, they saw two riders traveling along. Then suddenly, around a bend in the trail, they caught sight of a fast-moving group of men.
Pull up, Tonto. Who's got home? That crowd is raising plenty of dust, Tonto, and driving their horses hard.
Two men up ahead, not see him yet.
The man up ahead on the sorrel horse can't go very fast. His horse is lame.
Not right. Maybe them need help, huh?
We couldn't get down there, Tonto. We're up on the cliff, and it's a long way around. Besides, there's nothing to worry about. See the leader of that band? There's something sparkling on his shirt front. It's a badge. He's a sheriff.
You mean that posse?
Looks that way. The man on the sorrel horse and his companion on the black...
Kimasabi. Now they see posse.
Look, Tonto. Only one of them is trying to get away. The man on the black horse.
Him gonna shoot. What we do?
Nothing, Tonto. Sheriff can handle him. We'll just watch.
He's spurring his horse, trying to get away.
You on the black. Rein up or we'll blast you full of lead.
He's shooting.
Dan, look after that rider on the sword.
Right, sir.
The rest of you follow me.
Get up, boy.
We're getting him.
Come on, Blackie. Get up, boy.
It's no use, mister. Rein up. Rein up, I tell you.
Get away from him.
Get him. Grab his rein.
Let's get him.
Hang up your reins. You're under arrest. Slow down.
Let go of my reins. If I hadn't emptied my gun, I'd blow you.
Son, we got six against your one. Don't be a fool.
You're outlaws. No outlaws are going to hold you.
Outlaws? Who do you think you're kidding? Don't you see this badge on my vest?
I don't know what you... A sheriff? You're a sheriff. I thought you was outlaws.
A likely story. You know well enough that this posse's been after you. You held up Pete Deckler on his way back to his ranch last night and stole his cowhand payroll off him.
Huh?
You sure are a good actor.
But I never stole anything in my life.
No? Then how come you got this cash in your saddlebag?
Well, that ain't mine.
You're right about that, mister. It's Pete Deckler's.
Wait a minute, Sheriff. I don't savvy. When I say that ain't my cash, I mean I got it from that man yonder, the one riding the sore horse.
Keep your guns on him, boys. We'll soon find out. Dan, come here.
Come in, Sheriff. Here we are, Sheriff. This gent says his name is Winters. Says he don't know what this is all about.
Yeah, Sheriff, that's my handle, Stormy Winters. What's the kid done?
Hold your horses, mister. I asked the question.
Well, sure, go right ahead. You'll get a straight answer.
I'd better. First off, you two know each other?
No, sir, I never saw him till we met on the trail about an hour ago.
Yep, that's right. My sore horse was kind of lame. I met Creighton here traveling.
That your name?
Yes, sir, Creighton. Sheriff, this case was...
Hold on. Now, Winter, supposing you tell me. You two spotted us when we rounded the bend.
Yep, then I saw your sheriff's badge, and I says to Creighton, I says, we're all right, nothing to worry about, it's the sheriff. Well, you could have knocked me over with a feather when Creighton suddenly spurs his horse and makes a break for it.
Why, Sheriff, that ain't so. We saw you all right, but I thought you was outlaws.
So you
said. Winter said his horse was lame. He says you were outlaws after his money. So he hands it to me quick and tells me to try and get away.
Why, you little...
Like the truth, I'm standing here.
Speak up, Winters. Is this your cash?
Huh?
Right here.
Not mine. Never saw it before. So that's why the kid broke for it.
Reckon Creighton's our man, Sheriff.
No, I tell you.
That's why he shot at you. Well, no wonder.
Sheriff, you gotta listen to me. Winters is twisting things all around, making it look like I'm something I ain't.
No use crawfishing out of it, bub. Where'd he steal it, Sheriff?
Why, you ornery sidewinding skunk. Let me hit him, I'll kill him.
Get off me, like go off.
Get back. Right. Let both of you back.
One of them's not telling the truth, Sheriff.
Yeah, but hanged if I know which.
Now, wait a minute.
You can't...
Shut up. There's only one thing to do. Till we get this figured out, I'm putting you both in jail.
For several days, the sheriff and his deputies tried to discover which of the two men was the outlaw. But they learned nothing further. One night, as the sheriff and his chief deputy returned to town...
Well, old Pete Deckler couldn't help any, Sheriff. It was so dark he couldn't tell whether the holdup man rode a black or a sorrel. Might have been either one.
Yeah, Dan. We searched the trail, too.
I'm inclined to think it was the kid done it.
Creighton?
He had the cash.
Maybe. Personally, I think it was this Winter's hombre.
He's a right pleasant gent.
Too pleasant. Always smiling. Dan, it ain't right for a gent to be so gay.
I say Creighton.
Don't make any difference. So far, it's six of one and a half a dozen of another.
I reckon so. Well, I'll be leaving you here, Sheriff. I'm heading for home.
Hey, no, Dan.
Be in your office in the morning?
I always am. Adios.
Adios.
I wish I'd get something definite on one of them two. Can't keep them locked up forever. And looks like I got company. Steady, boy.
Hello?
Howdy, ma'am.
I'm looking for the sheriff. Can you tell me...
I'm the sheriff. What can I do for you?
Sheriff, I just heard about it. I met a masked man on a white horse with an engine, and he told me my husband was arrested.
Huh?
Jack wouldn't do anything wrong. Whatever it is, he's accused of...
Are you Mrs. Winters?
Winters? Oh, no, my name is Creighton.
Oh.
Please, I've got to see him. Please, where's his cell?
I reckon I can do that much for you.
He's in back here?
Nope. We're building a new jailhouse across the main street. Got cells up already. We'll go there at what in thunder?
It's across the street.
They're attempting a jailbreak. Stay here, ma'am. There may be shooting.
Get those cell doors open. You
can't open the cells without a key.
I'll figure out some way to...
Hey, come out of there!
What the...
It's the sheriff.
Good, that's just what I'm waiting for. He's got the keys to the cells, hasn't he?
Yeah, I guess so.
Keno. We'll get the keys from him right out of town fast.
Oh, he's not going to give them to
you. I know how. All right, gents, get set. As soon as he opens that door, shoot him down. Now!
Hold there! On
inside. Let me through. Out of the way.
The sheriff! The sheriff!
In the jailhouse.
The one that did it got away.
Out of the way. Everybody stay back. I'm chief deputy. I'll look after things.
Walden. Hey, Walden.
Shut up, Winters. I want to...
Sheriff. Sheriff.
They shot him. Is he...
He's dead. He's dead. Hey, where's Creighton?
That's what I started to tell you. This mob of riders busted in. When the sheriff came, they shot him, took the keys, and broke Creighton out.
Did you see him?
Well, there weren't any lights. Must have been his gang.
Broke jail and killed the sheriff. If I get my hands on Creighton, I'll hang him myself. I knew he was the bad one right from the first.
That's not true.
Who are you?
I'm Mrs. Creighton.
Yeah?
I heard about my husband in jail for a crime he didn't commit. Well, he didn't.
Never mind that now. When did you get here?
I met the sheriff across the street as he rode up. We both heard the riders break open the jail door. Sheriff told me to wait, and he ran across the street.
Go on.
I heard two shots. The time I got here, the sheriff was dead. They were gone. They took Jack with them.
Took him nothing. He went with him.
My husband is...
Ma'am, from the way you talk, maybe you don't know your husband as well as you think he did. There was only two prisoners. Creighton's gone, and Winters is here. It don't take much sense to figure the answer.
You can't believe my husband's an outlaw.
I can't believe anything else. Winters, I'm setting you free.
What else could you do?
Sorry we made the mistake in the first place. Your horse is in the corral out back.
I'm traveling right prompt. Adios.
Adios. And as for you, Mrs. Creighton, your husband's a thief and a no-good murdering polecat. As soon as I take care of the sheriff, I'm going after him. I'm not stopping till I get him. My advice to you is to go back home and forget him as fast as you can.
The masked man.
We see you from hell.
What's happened, Mrs. Creighton? Where's your husband?
He's gone. They say he's an outlaw.
You've been crying.
The sheriff's been shot, and there's a party after Jack.
There was a jailbreak?
Yes, but I know he had nothing to do with it.
And what about other man?
The other man was still in his cell. They released him because they said he couldn't be guilty. Not after what happened. Oh, I don't understand it, but I know my husband. He'd never do anything wrong, never. Masked man, you've got to help me.
You'd better start at the beginning, Mrs. Creighton. Tell us exactly what happened from the time you got to town.
And that's it, mister. There wasn't anything else to do. Started home and met you.
We've heard enough, Mrs. Creighton. Apparently, the chief deputy never figured what else could have happened.
What do you mean?
It might have been Stormy Winters who was responsible for that jailbreak.
But he was still locked up.
I can't explain now. There isn't time. Not if Tonto and I are going to hit the trail.
I'm posse on trail already.
Mister, you mean you believe me?
Go back to town, Mrs. Creighton. We'll get in touch with you later. We're going to prove your husband's innocence. Come on, Tonto.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
I want to know what happened back in that jailhouse. You came in, hit me with the butt of a gun, and the next I know, I'm out on the trail, sitting on a horse with my hands tied.
We'll find out pronto, Creighton.
What happened back there? Seems to me there was some shooting.
There was.
And where's Winters?
You left him in jail.
I don't savvy. After this, the sheriff's going to be twice as sure I did that holdup.
You don't have to worry about the sheriff. Not anymore.
Huh? Will you see that?
Yep. I shot him.
You... Oh, let me out of these ropes, you murderer.
Sit still.
Where are you taking me? What are you trying to frame me with?
You'll find out soon enough. We got a meeting arranged. We've been traveling most of the night to make the rendezvous.
Dexter!
We... Rain up!
Dexter!
Well, it sounds like Winters.
He know, boss. It's us.
Howdy, gents. Howdy. I figured you'd be showing up.
We had no trouble, did you?
Not a bit. Everything panned out fine. Malden opened the jail and let me loose. Pretty smart, huh, Creighton?
What's going on here? What's all this about?
Simple, Creighton. These men are with me. You were hit to keep them shouting. Then after the sheriff started for us, I told Dexter here what to do. By taking you away and leaving me, it made me look innocent, see? So they let me free.
You mean I've been blamed again?
That's right, just like that holdup.
You did that?
Sure I did. Only everybody thinks you did it. They're after you, Creighton. But don't worry. You're not going back to jail.
I'll tell them.
You won't get the chance. Oh, they'll find you all right, Creighton. The trouble is, you'll be dead. We'll see to that.
I'll still away!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto had crossed Winter's trail and followed him to his meeting with the outlaw band. Together, he and his faithful Indian companion planned to help Jack Creighton.
Kemosabe, why you make loud yell? Bad men them hear us, them look for us.
It'll take a few more minutes before they get here, Tonto. Now that we know Creighton is innocent, we can do something about it.
Me not savvy.
You found their trail, but Mullen won't be able to locate them. He's not as good at following a trail as you are.
Him go back to town?
Yes, and that's where Silver's taking me.
Huh?
I want you to join those outlaws.
What that?
It's risky, but Silver's faster than Scout. I can get help faster than you. Someone must keep an eye on Creighton.
That's right. Outlaw plan to kill him.
It's still dark. Winters and his men have no idea there were two of us here.
You think they not know you, Lone Ranger?
They won't see me. It will be your job to make the trail easy for us when I bring the sheriff.
Tonto do that. You sure new sheriff come with you?
I'll get him.
You wear mask. Maybe him think you outlaw.
Leave that to me, Kemosabe. Here they come. Adios, Tonto. Remember what to do.
Tonto try. Adios.
Come on, Silver.
Now, Scout, we do what mask friends say. Aye.
Storm, there he is.
Stand steady, mister. We got you covered.
Well, what matter? Me not try to run.
Hey, it's an Injun.
What are you doing here, Injun?
Me ride horse. Me travel.
You alone?
That right.
Sneaking around, eh? We heard you yell something near us. What was it?
Huh?
Forget it, Storm. He's just a dumb redskin.
You not hear well, huh? Sometime me sing out loud, old Indian song.
So that's what it was.
And that all you want, me go now.
Wait a minute, Injun. You better stick with us.
But me not
you heard
to
me.
Stick with...
I don't know who you are or how much you heard us saying. But we're traveling a ways into the Badlands and you're going along.
Badlands? Injun not want to go in Badlands?
Never mind what you want, Injun. We got a little job to do in a certain hombre. And we don't want anybody to spread our whereabouts, not just yet. Start traveling. And don't raise no fuss, or we might give you the same treatment the other gents got coming.
But Mr. Mullen, I tell you, my husband never had anything to do with...
Mrs. Creighton, I told you to get home.
No. No, I won't.
All right, suit yourself. You're free to do what you like. But there's no use telling me your husband's not guilty. Maybe I didn't find his trail last night, but we'll find him. When we do, he gets strung up to a cottonwood.
He's my husband.
He's no good. The sheriff was my best friend. When he died, I'm sorry, ma'am, but I reckon you better get out before I say a lot of things you wouldn't like to hear.
Mr. Mulder,
will you leave, ma'am? We both got our opinions, and nothing can change mine. There's the door right yonder. Women. Doggone it, why does such a nice young girl have to be in love with a crook like Creighton?
You're on the wrong trail, Sheriff.
What in places?
Creighton's not a crook.
A masked man.
I came in
the back. Don't make a move, mister. I'll pull this trigger.
Don't be a fool, Mullen.
Keep your hands away from them guns.
I'm not looking for gunplay. I came to help you.
Yeah?
You released Winters from jail last night.
Why not? He was innocent.
Winters is an outlaw leader. He had his men leave him there and take Creighton so he wouldn't be blamed.
You expect me to believe that yarn?
I know where Creighton is.
I'll bet you know where he is. What's more, I'll bet you're one of his men and he sent you in here. Trying to pull a wool over my eyes, huh? Well, it don't work. Now you stand still. Randy, Jenkins, all you gents, come a running.
Alden, don't be a fool.
You're the one that's a fool, masked man. You and your leader, Creighton. That's my posse coming across the street. You're going to jail.
And you're going to tell us where the rest of your gang is, or
I... No, I'm not.
Stay away from those guns. I
warned you.
Oh, my hand.
I hit the gun. Your hand's all right. If you want me, Sheriff, come after me. Here, Silver.
Mount. You heard?
Get your horses.
What was that shot?
Masked army, one of Creighton's gangs. I had my finger on the trigger, but he still beat me to the draw.
I didn't see a masked man.
You went out the back on your horse.
There he is.
Don't let him out of your sight. He's heading for the gang, sure. After him. At least he's not getting ahead of us.
I don't savvy this.
Don't savvy what?
That horse he's got could outrun us any time. Yet he ain't trying. Seems almost like he wants us to follow.
We're doing just that.
We better keep our eyes open for an ambush, Baldwin.
Save your breath and ride.
Hey, look. First he was heading north, and now he swung west. Toward the Badlands.
And we're swinging with him.
Get up. Come on, get up.
They're still after us, Silver. Not too fast, old fella. Winters is swinging toward the Badlands. Tonto's with him and making sure the trail is plain. We'll go as far as we can this way and then... Faster, Silver! Slow up a little, boy. Almost let them get within range. That mustn't happen again. Faster, boy!
On and on, the Lone Ranger followed the trail of the outlaws, keeping the posse always out of gun range behind him. Tonto's signs were clear and sharp, marking the trail as it went deeper and deeper into the Badlands. Then as the masked man rounded the slope of a hill, he saw a cloud of dust in the distance.
Steady, Silver. Dust ahead of us. Must be the outlaws. Back. Back, old fella. Want to take that posse by surprise. Here they come. They'll be around the hill before they see me. I'll have to move in fast before they start looking. Steady, boy.
What in thunder?
He's out up ahead of us. Where'd he disappear?
The masked man.
Take a move and I pull trigger.
Get him. Get him before he gets...
Holster your guns. Holster your guns or he'll get Malden. He's got his guns trained on Malden. Don't shoot. Don't shoot.
That's better. Keep those guns out of sight.
Jenkins, Randy, all of you. It doesn't matter what happens to me. Shoot this masked army down. That's my orders.
We can't take that chance.
Malden, you're wrong.
You're an outlaw.
If I meant to kill you, I could have done it easily back in town.
What? You mean to say you aim for my gun?
I usually hit what I aim at. What's more, I could have outrun your posse any time I wanted to.
Yeah, Malden. I told you that horse could have gone much faster.
Then why in thunder did you get us out here before you started to use your guns?
Because I had to. Look up ahead.
I don't see it. Hey, that cloud of dust.
Winters and his gang.
Winters? You mean he...
I mean what I say.
Doggone it, Malden. Maybe the masked man's right about that. Maybe we've been branded the wrong steer.
I'll say one thing, masked man. You're sure acting strange if you're an outlaw.
I'm not. I'm on the side of the law just as you are.
Well, if I'm mistaken about Creighton, I'm willing to be convinced.
I found your outlaws for you, Sheriff. Doesn't that convince you?
Well, maybe it does, and maybe it...
Winters has Creighton a prisoner. He means to get rid of him.
Well, let's get after this cop.
Just a moment.
What are you saying that for, masked man? If you expect us to believe you, and maybe I do, then why not capture them outlaws right now and settle us once and for all?
Yeah. And what would happen to Creighton?
Oh, yes, that's so.
They'd see us coming. Creighton wouldn't live a minute.
You got some other plan?
Give me your word to do as I say, and I'll tell you.
Go ahead, Malden. Might as well.
All right, mister. You got our word.
Good. You and your posse wait until dark before you close in. I'll ride ahead now and watch those outlaws.
But, mister...
It's the only way. Unless someone is there to protect Creighton, he hasn't a chance.
You mean you'll see that Creighton isn't harmed while we take him by surprise?
I'll do my best.
Keno, masked man. Now, you better give us the details. It'll be sundown in a couple of more hours.
Sun's going down. Stop your horses. Make camp. Oh, steady, boy. Steady.
Reckon we're far enough into the Badlands to be out of danger, when is?
Yeah, maybe. I ain't positive.
Huh?
Come on. The engine's over with Creighton.
Yeah, the boys got them off their horses and tied up, Winters.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you got mixed up in this engine. You'll get me.
Save your breath, Creighton.
You, huh? Why don't you shoot me and get it over with?
I reckon we will soon enough. I just wanted to get a little further into the Badlands.
What fur? You shoot me...
It's harder to follow a trail in this country, that's what fur. I want them to find you and figure you got into a quarrel with your own man, savvy. But I don't want them to pick up the trail again. Seeing another shooting might speed them up. Yep, you and the engine get yours in the morning.
You shoot me, too?
Seem kind of surprised, engine.
Well, why you do this to me?
Stop it, engine. You're not fooling me. Thought I didn't notice you, huh? Why, all along the back trail, you done your best to leave clear signs.
Did. I didn't spot it.
Well, I did.
Why didn't you stop him then?
Easy, Dexter.
I don't mind if they trail us this far. Make it simpler for them to find Creighton's body. But from here on, there'll be a different story.
Oh, I get you. No more trail to follow, huh?
Right.
Sort of risky. Maybe the posse's closer than you figure.
No, they ain't. We've been watching the back trail all along.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we have.
Kino, you got till morning, you two. Rest easy.
Wait, you're not...
No more lip engine. You're tied good and proper, and here you stay. Good night and pleasant dreams. Come on, Dexter.
Tonto awake. It no use try break rope. It's too strong.
They're gonna shoot us in the morning. We gotta try and get away from
you. You not make noise.
Oh, I ain't talking loud. Besides, they're all sleeping.
You not make noise. You listen. Use ears, not mouth.
Listen. Angel, there's something in the brush. What are you doing?
Me give signal.
Now you see. Well, I'll be a masked man.
How to know it, you?
I followed your trail. Silver's right in the sage behind me. I can get those ropes off.
Esther, whoever you are, not so loud. They're sleeping right close by.
Don't worry, Creighton. I've been watching for 2 hours. They sleep so soundly.
That's where you're wrong, mister. Reach for the sky.
Winners.
Yeah, you ain't the only one got good ears, Injun. A mask man, huh? Keep your gun on him, Dexter.
Yeah.
Mister, whoever you are, you're not so smart. You came alone, huh? Well, you'll leave with these two in the morning.
This is your crime, Winters. You'll pay for it.
You sound like the sheriff, mister. Me and my boys took care of him. And we do likewise for anybody else that stands in our way.
Better get his gun, Stormy.
Yeah, then we'll wake the boys and tie him up.
Go ahead. I got him lined up.
Shoot if he moves. I'll take that mask off, too.
Come on, Winters. Are you afraid?
Afraid nothing. All right, here I come.
I'm ready for you. Stand still, Winters. Come on, Sheriff.
Oh, my hand.
Hold him up. Get him before they jump out of the plane.
Now, you
tell me. Come on, Sheriff.
You all right, masked man?
All set, Sheriff. There are two more prisoners
Listen,
for you.
Listen, Sheriff. I don't know what this is all about. This mask cop
is
not
You can save your talk, Winters. You might have fooled us before with your smooth lingo, but this time, me and my boys were listening. We've got you dead to rights. Thanks to the masked man.
We got them all, Sheriff. Should I cut Creighton and the engine loose?
I'm taking care of Tonto.
Easy, Creighton. There you are. No more ropes.
Oh, thanks. Sure feels good. You're taking these hombres back to town, Sheriff?
Yes, sirree. And you're coming with us, Creighton. Your wife's back there waiting for you.
She is? Well, mister, let's hurry.
Move your feet, Winters. You too, Dexter. Join the rest of your gang. You're riding for jail and... Hey, where's the masked man?
Him and the engine went toward the horses, Sheriff.
There they go, both of them. You got your gun?
Sure, I got a gun. But I ain't shooting them.
But he's masked. If we're outlaws, what's he?
I don't know, Winters. Him and the engine both are complete strangers to me. But I owe him a vote of thanks. And so does Creighton. Whoever they are, they did the law a great service.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.